Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Walton. It's Jasmine.
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay.
Good, good, sir. I was just following up with your missed call for home care services, sir. How can I assist you this morning?
Oh, I didn't need no help. I was just trying to look it up for my daughter for employment.
Okay, I can add her to the caregiver list. Is she over the age of 18?
Yeah, she's actually already working for a company.
Okay.
But they don't have no benefits. And I told her, you need to transfer because, you know, you need some benefits. So
okay.
I was calling to find out, like, if you do hire, when do benefits kick in?
So just so you know, sir, in the home care field, caregivers, they don't really get benefits, okay? Especially
mm-hmm.
if they're working for a patient that is a friend, family, or trusted loved one, okay? The benefits that we offer for caregivers are basically time and a half, which is anything over 40 hours. They get paid weekly. They get to choose policies from Aflac, which, you know, the company offers it, but they have to buy into it. Okay. And that's about it. There's no mileage reimbursement. There's no vacation or holiday pay. Holiday, if they work through a holiday, they get time and a half, which that's good.
Okay.
But that's the extent of it. They also get this perks as well. But that's once you get hired and you go through the hiring process. And a coordinator will further explain that to her. What I can do is just get her name and number. And then whatever county she's in, once the patient becomes available, the coordinators will call her. They'll discuss the care plan. And if she's interested in the position and working with the patient, they'll send her the hiring application.
Okay.
What's your daughter's name?
Lanaya Miller.
And Miss Lanaya, how do you spell that?
LANIYAH.
And then a good number to reach, Miss Lanaya, and what county does she reside in?
Philadelphia County.
Okay, Philadelphia County. And also remember, reimbursement rates for caregivers depend on the county that they reside in, okay? Because the state reimburses differently per county, just so you know, okay?
Okay, so let me just get this straight before I finish with this. So no medical coverage at all?
No, you have to buy into your policy.
Okay. I mean, you guys have a medical policy? Or?
Yes, through Aflac. There's like a cancer policy. There's like a high blood pressure. There's little small policies that they offer the caregiver, and then the caregiver picks the policy that they're most interested in, and then they pay for it.
I'm not sure if she'd be interested in it because she was trying to find something with that. And so, but
your
you can give her a call and talk to her, I guess.
Is she a caregiver?
A caregiver. Yeah, she takes care of her.
What you want to do and what she will, as a mom, right? I would tell her to go to assisted living facilities where there's long-term longevity positions. Caregiving positions are very temporary based on the patient's needs, okay?
Yeah.
So that's
why
they don't offer that stuff. Tell her to go to nursing homes, hospitals, where she's going to be, it's a long-term position where benefits can kick in for her. That's the best thing that I can tell you.
Right.
I'm just going to submit her name to the coordinators, and they'll call her if there's a patient in her area, and then they'll offer her the position, and then something that she wants temporary or long-term, so with the patient, then she can choose that, all right?
Oh, well, she has long-term she takes care of grandma, so she has that.
So she can get paid to take care of her grandma.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
We were just trying to get her,
So if she's already working with an agency and she transfers, right now we're the highest paying agency. I can offer her a sign-on bonus. I can match what she's making plus offer her something more depending on the county rate at the time that she signs up. If that's something that you might be interested in.
Well, I'll let you talk to her. Let me just go on the phone because, you know, your phone is your black book.
yeah, you're right.
Let's see here. And then I'll just let you talk because she might let me have it for for giving out her number, but it's okay. 267.
Okay.
938.
Mm-hmm. 0123. Okay. And if you like, I can give her a call after you speak to her. You can tell her that you heard us on the radio. You're trying to see, you know, benefits for her, if, you know, and that I'm going to call her in 5 minutes. So, like, that she knows if you want.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Walter. I'm her
dad. Right, Mr. Walter. Well, you take care. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays to you and your family, okay? You can call me and email me.
Too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.